Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low. Because as the flower of the grass he shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth. So shall also the rich man fade away in his ways. James 1:9-11. We are considering the graces which are essential to our life so that we might endure trials. James mentions five graces that each must possess to know victory in the face of adversity. There is joy, patience, wisdom, faith, and humility. The rich are so often without any trial. The rich have the means to provide all essentials for their life, and the rich are praised in this world. The world will treat the rich much differently than they treat the poor. But God assures the poor that they will be exalted while the rich will pass. Wealth has never been a guarantee of security. The wealth that one possesses today can easily be gone tomorrow. The success that one knows can easily fade in the morning light. But those who trust in God and know Him as the source of their power will stand. The person of humility trusts only in God and never in the material assets of this world. The world passeth away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. 1 John 2:17. God will give strength in weakness and wisdom in foolishness. God always enables his child to stand. We are to commit our way unto God and seek his wisdom and strength. Be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. 1 Peter 5:6. Moses saw that earthly things had no real value compared to faith in God. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. Hebrews 11:26. God keeps company with those who choose to keep his company. We must trust in God with an unwavering commitment and never allow any adversity to drive a wedge between us and God. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite one. Isaiah 57:15. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by The Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.